Okay, we're studying in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. And we're studying what the last days mean. And we're looking at it in 1 Corinthians 15. So let's go back there, 1 Corinthians 15. We went through this whole thing from verse 35 about the seed that doesn't produce anything that looks like a seed. A human sperm cell doesn't produce another sperm cell. A pecan seed doesn't produce a pecan, it produces a tree. And so the whole idea that in order for there to be a resurrection, there has to be a death. And everything in time and space is trying to prevent that death from happening, especially your mind. It's not that you're going to die. That would be, I can remember all those people that used all those little, they kept repeating to themselves, I'm crucified with Christ, I'm crucified with Christ, or I'm dead. Well, the more you do that, the more you empower. It's consider it nothing. Disown it forever. Disown yourself. Except the kernel of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. Amen? What?
Well, that pecan has no idea what's going on.
That's right.
Can't imagine.
All right. We stopped in verse 45. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a quickening spirit.
What verse are you in?
15:45.
Verse 45. And so it was made, and so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam, a quickening or life-giving spirit. Howbeit that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. And so the whole mystery of God is to come to the end of everything about you that is based on sensory perception. Push all barriers. Find out that there's no there. Has nothing to do, the plan of God, the only purpose of time and space is antagonism. To find out whether there is anything that can keep that seed on the mercy seat or so that you can become of value to God. You're of absolutely no value to God as long as you're continuing on making judgments by your own flesh and your own ideas and your own mind. You must disown yourself. Abandon. Take no thought. Deny. But you first had to have the natural before the spiritual. But the natural you have to see, for a reason that I don't always understand, but you have to see in your mind the emptiness and futility of everything that has happened to you thus far, except to bring you to that point. Okay? The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. There isn't The first man was Adam. There's only two generations in the Bible. Every time you hear it talk about this generation shall not pass away and all that, there's only the generation of Adam and the generation of Christ. That's it. There's only vessels of wrath, vessels of mercy. There's only the bride or the whore. There's no in between. And as is, verse 48, as is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. As is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. Now that's the test for everything that you value. Is if it's highly esteemed among men, it's abomination unto God. Period. Now that kind of limits your value system. It limits your value system to that which is truth, that which does not change with time, that which is not dependent on human circumstances. What?
Just dawning on me, the predicate of your residence on the mercy seat is to have this reckoning deeply in you that you are dead.
Amen.
It's not you are on the mercy seat now and you are protected. It's you have come to terms with the death. And now there's no agendas, there's no nothing of you in
right.
that place of rest.
You have no need that any man teach you. All I can do, all the Holy Spirit can do, all anybody can do, is to show you Jesus Christ. If you think that it's anything else, then you've missed the mystery. You've tried to use the Holy Spirit to benefit yourself. And when doing so, you've made the Holy Spirit your enemy. Nothing will work. It's not a curse, or it's just a what is. It's not, well, you shouldn't do this and you should do that. Well, that's not it. All right. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. As is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. Now we're going to continue here, but I'm just going to go back and read what we read in 1 John chapter 4. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God, he that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. There's no in between. They are of the world. The world here is ion, which means the entire zeitgeist, whatever you pronounce it, of the value systems of any culture, of any age. They speak of the world. Therefore the world heareth them. Okay? And verse 49, and as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. And we go all the way back that when God said, let us create man in our image and our likeness. Remember, the word the image doesn't mean you look like God. Image means that it's the same word that it's the Hebrew word tselem, and it means it's the same word that a glove is the image of a hand. You are created exclusively to bear the image first of the earthy until you come to the end of that, and then of the heavenly, because you are bearing his image. Okay?
Would you do that again? I missed something when she walked out. The door was creaking. Yeah, there was a disturbance on the floors.
All right.
Let's
go to Genesis chapter 1. Well, it's more than that. It's more than will. It's you are dead. He is your life.
Well, it encapsulates your death.
All right, listen. We're in Genesis 1, verse 26. And it's interesting, this happened on the sixth day. Remember, the 7 days of creation represent the 7 days of linear time. Now, the question is, which clock are you using? If you're using the clock on Earth, at the equator, it's 24 hours. If you're using the clock, depending on what month it is, at the
North Pole,
it could be the day is 24 hours. I mean, it could, whatever, the day would just be 6 months, because it'll take 6 months till you have darkness, because it has, if your day is the day of our universe, the Milky Way, then the day is 25,000 plus years. If it's the day of the greater, the day is millions and millions of years. But these idiot literalists that literalize the parable, they're Pharisees. Okay, the day the earth is, blah, 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 blah.
So
We have no idea what the meaning of that is, but we know for a certainty that we are in the last day now, because we are, everything is to labor to enter in to the rest. The rest is the Sabbath. The Sabbath began 2,000 years ago when the sun was darkened on the cross. We've been in the night of that last day for all these years. And every idea, everything, every possibility, every improvement, everything that man has done since then has been an attempt to flee the revelation of Christ. Now don't you be among those that still are refusing the revelation. Okay, so it's, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. The word image is selim, which means, as we talked about, it's the glove. We were created to contain deity. We have contained deity since the fall. The deity that we have contained, we have been children of the God of this world because of our mind. Now we're going to be in his likeness, because now it's Christ alone that's our life, and he is the only likeness of God. Everybody understand that? So that's the whole point about image and likeness. Yeah. As we have borne the image of the earthy, now we bear the image of the heavenly. Okay? Back to first.
Just as the vessel or a pot has nothing to do with it except to bear it. It has no other purpose.
Right. It's a container. But God doesn't want just a container, because he's got 50 billion angels that can do things a whole lot better than you can. But he wants obedience. And remember, obedience isn't meaning he tells you to do something, you do it. That's child's play. Obedience is that you know the heart of God so well that you do what he wants you to do without him asking you. Now that's heavy. But the only way you can know that is through suffering. All right. Back to 1 Corinthians. Verse 49. As we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Can't happen. Can't happen. Another way of saying that the seed doesn't produce something that looks like it. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. And so all of your ideas about what heaven is like are just crap. Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be transfigured or changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be transfigured. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then can be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, we be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now, what is the work of the Lord? You can come every time, anytime somebody reads that and tells you what the work of the Lord is, run from them. The work of the Lord is believe on him we have sent. Anytime you think something you're doing is more special than something else, you know you've been deceived. For every knee is bowing. Every tongue is already confessing. everything has been perfected by his one offering. He's waiting patiently for one thing, for you. You would be transfigured by the renewing of your mind. Your only goal in life, your only call in life, your only purpose in life is to be transfigured. You have no other function, no other purpose, and you can do nothing about it except repent and abandon yourself. Now, back to 2 Timothy. Chapter 3. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Now, as Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is there now. It's not something we're going to wait for. Perilous is the word kalipos, which means fierce, harsh, savage. It's not thlespis. It's perilous to the human race. It always has been because everything ends in death. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul when I screw up. He leadeth me in the path, only path, of righteousness for his name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. All of time and space is the valley of the shadow of death. You fear no evil. Amen. Times is kairos instead of, there's two words for times in Greek. One is kairos, and it means a set time. In the Greek, it's the same as moed in Hebrew, which it's the name for the feast. Well, that's what the word feast means, a set time. And then chronos, that just means, in the Greek language, the passage of time. But this isn't chronos. This is the set time. Shall come isn't a future tense. It's enestemi. It means upon you, settled among you. This is why I keep telling you and keep saying, and I don't think anybody believes me, that we've been in the night of the last day for 2,000 years. And what are you giving breath to today? It's still in time and space. That's why he said, no one can come to him unless you hate your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your wife, your children, yea, in your own life also. You cannot put them ahead of this. I promise you, the minute you do, you're deceived. Now we get into all his goodies. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Lovers of their own selves is philatos. Remember, autos is the word that means automatic. Because of the fall, men are lovers of themselves. The evil one has deceived everyone who dwells on the earth. How do you define where you dwell? By what you see. We are called to look through everything to see only the New Jerusalem that came down out of heaven adorned as a bride for her husband. That didn't go back up again. We are standing in the holy place. What? You're doing it.
It's an amazing mystery because it's two things happening at the same time. One is you're lover of your own self, and yet you're standing in the mystery.
But you're not. You're not a lover of your own self once you've abandoned yourself.
I know. That's part of the mystery. That you, it's all about what you're seeing.
That's right. Everything is, again, there's no shoulds or ought tos. There's only what is-es. You're either in the kingdom of time and space, the prince of the power of the air, or you're in eternity.
Yeah.
Now, everything that's going on in time and space is going on for God's benefit. He's, ha-satan is, ha, it means the opposer. He opposes everything. That's why the only purpose of time and space is antagonism. All right. Lovers of their own selves, covetous. And this isn't the normal word for covetous. It means lovers of silver. It's philargyros. Philargyros. I can't ever pronounce these words. And it means lovers of silver. But it means it doesn't mean like you like money. It means you love your own redemption. Activities, the things that you by which you redeem yourself. That's where we're studying in the book of the star. I mean, in the Maseroth on Wednesday nights, we're studying now Libra. Libra is the price deficient, but yet the price paid. And so, we've been going through point by point the thousands and thousands of ways that we have redeemed or tried to redeem ourselves from the moment of our self-awareness. It's been constant. It's still done. And we love that because it gives us life. It gives us the illusion of well, I'm somebody.
It's amazing. I see that in James and Eli. They're just 3 years old and they're already trying to redeem themselves.
Oh, constant. And just see it in you.
I like it, James and Eli.
The next one is, do we need to spend any time about what that means, lovers of silver, lovers of redemption?
Silver backing up mirror tubes.
Yeah.
That's for you, Pete. That's a tube.
Lovers of their own selves, covetous, that's what lovers of silver means. Boasters, this one's great. I love this one. It's Alazon. And it means an empty pretender, imposter, someone without a home, vagabond.
Why do you love that?
Well, because it describes the human race. Everybody is this boaster.
That's a fact. Trying to get life out of something that's dust.
This isn't saying some men will be. Those evil men over there, this is what men will be. Lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, empty pretenders. All the world's a stage.
Yeah.
You've created a role for yourself. And it's a stupid role. It's just a dumb act, crazy comic book theology play that you've created for yourself. What?
They used to have a thing on Saturday Night Live, and then one guy would come out and say, I'm an actor.
We could go in 1,000 verses for all these, but I'm not going to do that. Boasters, proud. Fundamentally, proud here means fundamentally walking in their own light. It means it applies to those who walk in the light that they have kindled. And that's, and again, that's why it's interesting to me that even in the most pagan, an idea is always some kind of a light. In our culture, an idea is a light bulb. Or not whatever they're going to use when they get in this other kind of culture, but that's what you walk in. You walk in those ideas, the light. And it doesn't mean you're running around, oh, look at me. It means that this is what you walk. This is your walk. This is how you conduct yourself. You're walking in the light of the sparks that you have kindled. And this shall you have in mine hand. You shall lie down in sorrow. That's why the test of your religion is the midnight hour.
There's something about this that I was thinking about even earlier this morning. The highest your mind can achieve and go to is a great idea, or all kinds of things come together in your mind and you solve the mystery or something like that.
Dust.
Yeah, but that, and that to the soul, that seems, oh, that's the best thing that can happen. But revelation is a different light.
The test of revelation is, does it kill you? If it doesn't, it's not revelation. Does it confirm your death?
Yeah, the other one gives you life.
That's right. That's what this is. It gives you light and the appearance of life.
Right. And it's so wonderfully deceptive that you kind of hope that that's for real.
Now, is this a philosophy?
No, this is personal experience. This is the source of a sweet thought. This one's going to be really good.
You see why I've made fun of you all these years?
Never understood me.
Misunderstood.
No, because that's what men have. They have these great thoughts and think that that's finally the mysteries come together in me and now I'm a complete person.
And they use this. They use the gospel for that.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Exactly. So it's the worst thing ever, and yet it seems like the best thing ever. And
God's all about the opposite.
Yeah, and it's almost like even the elect might be deceived, because that's the source of their deception. God's finally blessed me with the full.
The elect are never deceived. They're deceived in the past. No deception if they're the elect.
Well, I'm referring to where it talks about the elect might even be deceived.
But it says they might even, if it were possible, they would even be deceived.
But if
they return, remember what we just read. If in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil who were taken captive by him at his will. Every time you have one of those great things, then you're taken captive.
Without the knowledge of what we're talking about this moment, that is not it, then the tendency is to chase it, go with it, run, see if you can.
And that's what I encourage you to do. That's what I encourage you to do.
Yeah.
To go chase it, run quickly. I used to do this thing. Climb every mountain, cross every river. Ford every fjord. But the point of it is, it's that's purpose. It's so that it brings you to death.
Yeah, because if you don't know that,
then you live in.
Well,
then you're not. You're just play acting again.
Yeah.
God, I hope you understand all this. Blasphemer. Blasphemers. That's a terrible word. Blasphemers. And it's the word, and it's one of these words that's not a translation. It's a transliteration, just like anti. Anti means instead of in Greek. And blasphemers is blasphemos in Greek. And it means to deny the foundation. Add to the foundation. Take away from the foundation. Apply the mystery to the. That's why it's the only house you can build is the one on solid rock. Everything else is shifting sand. It's like we talked about in that other thing Sunday night, where you know, about the goldsmith. He was the best goldsmith in the universe. He fashioned everything. It could make gold 1 micron thin for decorative purposes. And he was getting old, so he had to find an apprentice. He found one. He was a perfect apprentice. He took down complete notes, and he got the gold from it. Except that when the goldsmith died, he couldn't do anything because he didn't write in his notes to light the fire. And so he didn't have his first love as his basis. He didn't have the foundation, so he couldn't do anything.
Wasn't the way they used to build old housing, too? You know, the old housing, they pick a chief stone, a particular stone to grab onto, and they build from that. And that became the root of the foundation. And we're engrafted into that.
When I was working for the government, we always had to find, there were three systems to detect nuclear explosions. One was oceanographic, and those were oceanometers. One was atmospheric, and that's obvious. But the one that was most difficult, because the Russians put their test site in a seismic area, was to tell the difference between an underground nuclear explosion and an earthquake. That's what I did for 12 years. We had to set up the systems all over and all that. But if we in setting up the seismometers, if we didn't find bedrock, then all the measurements were worthless. And that happened numerous times in very bad places, like Afghanistan in the mountains, and we thought it was bedrock, and it wasn't. And so the point being that you must be sure in your own mind that you are on the foundation. And the only way that, and it doesn't matter what you think about it, you have to prove it that it doesn't change with time. It doesn't change with circumstance. It doesn't change with place. And if that isn't your foundation, then you're a fool. And you can mouth the words from here to eternity, and it'll be of no value because you're not on the foundation. So you are a blasphemer. That's probably enough for this morning. We covered the lovers of their own selves, covetous, lovers of silver is what covetous means, boasters, empty pretenders, proud, they're walking in their own light, blasphemers, deny the foundation. This is all men. This isn't some guys back then and over here. Go to one more thing. Go to Revelation 12. Verse 7. And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard of a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. Now, he has no more power to accuse before the Father. And this is what the star maps show. I mean, this is what the Maseroth shows, is this war in heaven. This is what, you can't possibly understand the book of Revelation without understanding the original meaning of the signs of the zodiac. And then, but this is a biggie. Now, in the midst, once he's cast out into the earth, And it doesn't say onto the earth, it's into the earth. Though, therefore, that's the place of the warfare. It has nothing to do with anyone going on around you, what anyone else is doing. It has to do with you, because he is into the earth. And you can come up with all kinds of comic book stuff if you want to, but this is the battlefield, your mind, and it only. Your mind is the only thing on the face of the earth that isn't in alignment with God. My mind, any man's mind. No, no, not me. I'm a smart man. I've got a good mind. No, you don't. You've got an idiotic mind. A fool's mind. Now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our Father, before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Now that's all, this is all of us. The word of our testimony is, no, God is nice and he did something. Testimony here is martyr. Your death. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and ye that dwell in them. But woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil is coming down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. That's what, from Genesis to Revelation, it's all a story about the seed of woman being, whose heel is bruised by the serpent, but whose heel crushes the head of the serpent. But every single time that you give breath to something that you think, you give importance to it, then you've resurrected that evil one from his deadly head wound. You have given him life. And that's why it is an act. It's a play. You're just screwing it. You don't have any life. He has life. He has the appearance of life. He's trying to keep you alone. Oh, but I've got a great idea. No, you don't. Amen?
Amen.
Take a big guy.
Nine o'clock.
We're going to meet at 9 o'clock.